Are you invested in the stock market? About 58% of Americans have at least some stocks, but that number has historically been much lower among minority groups. And arguably, that difference has contributed to the wealth gap in the country. Here to address that is Linda Garcia, author of the new book, Wealth Warrior: 8 Steps for Communities of Color to Conquer the Stock Market. Linda is a financial educator, and she joins us now to share 5 of her big ideas.
My name is Linda Garcia, the author of Wealth Warrior: 8 Steps for Communities of Color to Conquer the Stock Market. I am also the founder of the investing community In Luz We Trust. I'm on a mission to educate as many people of color as possible how to begin investing in the stock market as well as improve their relationship with money. According to the Federal Reserve and Gallup, only 15% of Americans invest directly into the stock market. I'm not talking about exposure in stocks via a 401k or an index fund. I am talking about the direct accumulation of shares in a publicly traded company. What I find even more interesting is that the wealthiest 10% of Americans own 88.6% of all shares. 89.1% of the shareholders are white. 9.3% are owned by others that are non-Black, non-Hispanic, non-white. Meanwhile, only 1.1% of shares are owned by Black Americans and 0.5% are owned by Hispanics. This is what makes Wealth Warrior 8 Steps for Communities of Color to Conquer the Stock Market so important. I'm going to share with you 5 key insights from my book. Insight number 1, 8 simple steps. There are so many barriers of entry when it comes to the stock market. The space can be extremely intimidating and feel overwhelming, and those statistics I just shared with you prove it. When I first began learning about the market 10 years ago, I had a difficult time finding resources I could understand. When the pandemic hit Italy in January of 2020, I knew it was a matter of time before we would be affected and the stock market would present an opportunity for investors. I wanted to educate my community, but I still could not find resources that were easy to understand. So I created resources from my personal perspective. As a child of immigrants that had to overcome deep scarcity issues. This book is for beginners, complete with a glossary. I break down the language of the stock market and the basic steps in order for folks to get started as investors. Insight number 2, money wounds. It doesn't matter how much financial literacy we take in, if our feelings towards money are negative, or if we have a toxic relationship with money, then we will find it very difficult to use it to amass more money. I go over the most common limiting beliefs surrounding money and work through changing our perspective on not only how money is used, but also how we feel towards amassing it. Money is a tool, and we should always work on removing emotion as we use it. Insight number 3, analogies. I love to use analogies. My analogies have always been a community favorite, and it is important for me to integrate analogies into the book as it keeps the book digestible and easy to process. The stock market can be such a scary place that we have attached emotions to its name, making it a challenge to take in that it is simply a market. Very similar to the one you buy your groceries at. I align the similarities for you, changing the way you think about the stock market in general. Insight number 4, brain breaks. I integrate my personal story from becoming a mom at just 14 years old, spending the majority of my life having money troubles, to working in one of the biggest entertainment technology companies in the world, and taking a very small investment and turning it into $500,000. My personal story is integrated into the chapter, and this gives us a nice dose of brain breaks, making a book on the stock market easy to read. Insight number 5, the technicals. When you finish reading this book, you will have all the information you need to open your brokerage account, understand what a stock chart is communicating, identify the different types of stocks, and have the basics for a stock analysis. You will be on your way to beginning your journey to acquiring shares in the market with these easy-to-follow steps. Thank you for listening. I'm excited for you to read the book. Please reach out to me and let me know when you've opened your brokerage account and begun your investing journey.
Thank you, Linda. That was Linda Garcia with 5 Big Ideas from Wealth Warrior, 8 Steps for Communities of Color to Conquer the Stock Market. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.